All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and this is going to be a review for The Meg. It's directed by John Turteltaub, who is probably best known for the National Treasure movies, which generally weren't very good. The writers are Dean Gregorius and John Hober. It stars Jason Statham, B.B. Ling, and Rainn Wilson, and the synopsis is, after escaping an attack by what he claims to be a 70-foot shark, Jonas Taylor must confront his fears to save those trapped in the sunken submersible. The movie starts off with a mayday. It shows Jason Statham performing a rescue in the sub. He and his team that are going to help rescue people get split up, and a decision is made by him to leave those guys behind because something is attacking the sub. Shoots forward in time. It goes into talking about the Mariana Trench, which is in the Pacific. It's believed to be the deepest place on the Earth. What they believe is that it might go a little bit deeper. The scientists in the movie think that the possible bottom is a hydrogen cloud, and if they can go beyond that, it may open up to new areas of sea life. It's an international crew, mostly made up American and Chinese, and they send a sub down initially of three people. They make it past the hydrogen cloud, so it's like this revelation, oh man, like we just created a big breakthrough. Then when they're descending down past that crew gets attacked, and then they're stranded. Because of the depth, they don't know anyone that can go down that far. But as with the flashback, Jason Statham was a person that could do deep sea rescues. So he's chilling in Thailand, just kind of a drunkard. Cliff Curtis, who was in this movie, and I forget the other character, go to see him, try to recruit him to perform the rescue of this crew. So Jason Statham says that he's out. He doesn't want to do this anymore. People blamed him for leaving people behind. But then they try to convince him by telling him that his ex-wife is a part of that crew that is now stranded. Comes in just kind of gruff and tough. He knows more than everybody else. And they send him down in one of the submersibles. I think B.B. Ling also tries to go down before he does. She gets attacked by some creature. She has to go back up. Jason Statham's character continues to go down to rescue the other crew. He makes contact with that crew, attempts the rescue. The creature comes back to attack. B.B. Ling says that she believes that it was a giant shark. They're like, oh, well, we've never seen sharks that big. Jason Statham tries to rescue all the crew. He has to leave another guy behind. That guy sacrifices himself in the effort to save the rest of the crew because they have the two ships linked together. They start to discover that, hey, this is a giant shark. The reason why the movie is called The Meg is because it's based on a megalodon, which is the prehistoric equivalent to a shark. And that's kind of where we'll stop. So this movie is not good. And as the case with a movie like Skyscraper, that this movie is not an American movie. This movie is another merge of Chinese and American movie muscle. Is a Chinese movie first with American characters. The story of it is just not where it needs to be. I mean, obviously, it's really going to be a B movie, regardless of what you think it's going to be or what you believe the possibilities of this movie could be. The acting in it is very poor. And just with other movies, you also have certain characters, certain foreign characters speaking in their native languages. This weird mishmash of an American movie and a Chinese movie. So I assume the Chinese cut of this movie really reduces the role of Jason Statham and Cliff Curtis and other characters like that, any American characters. What you have is just this very boring movie that continues to go on and continues to go on. So there's a point where maybe this movie should have probably ended, and then it goes on again, and then it goes on again, and then there's the conclusion. I just don't think it's a good movie. I would probably never watch this again. I don't know why I watched it the first time. This movie is going to get a 3.5, and a lot of the movie takes place underwater, so you can tell most of it is done on a soundstage and with CG, so it's not visually stunning. The performances are where they would be for a direct-to-video movie or something less than that. And then, again, you still have that international influence in this movie, so Skyscraper or The Great Wall, or any of these, The Cloverfield Paradox, that too, same thing. Characters speak in native languages. No rhyme or reason why. Jason Statham does a lot of these bad B movies. The Mechanic 2, I remember I saw that. Oh, that movie was bad. And he was also in Thailand, I believe, in that movie. I don't know why this movie is out other than Discovery Channel has Shark Week, and you should probably just watch Discovery Channel, and that should be it. That's the Beast Game Podcast. Movie gets 3.5.